Scott Reed and Bob Reed. That's right, not one, but two Reeds for the price of one. Possibly the price of zero, actually. Two Reeds for the price of zero Reeds here on this Friday afternoon, taking you home. All eyes and all attention on the storm, obviously. We're going to be providing with a number of updates over the course of the next couple of hours. The traffic, the weather reports, the situation at Pearson. A couple things in particular I want to bring to your attention right now. All roads in Dufferin County, northwest of Brampton, have been closed due to the winter storm, according to the OPP. That's all roads in Dufferin County, so obviously that's a situation. Also, as of 3:30 p.m., the OPP says that all westbound lanes of the 401 in between Northumberland County Road 30 and Lyle Street, which is also County Road 23, those are closed due to visibility issues. So again, you can feel, if you look at our window right now here downtown, Bob, I mean, it doesn't look that bad. Winds died down, and there's not a lot of precipitation, not a lot of snow, but the wind is blowing on those highways. It's coming and it's going, and it's really playing chaos with people trying to make their way home. If you don't need to drive, don't drive. Stay off the roads. It will clear by sometime tomorrow afternoon. But the meteorologists tell us that there's more bad weather to come.
But, lighten things up, shall
we? It's time to take a little palate cleanser. And here at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, it is one of our favorite times of the week because this is when Judge Richard Krause joins us to preside over the biggest cases in pop culture. Judge Krause.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
We specialize in judgy here. Richard Krause, what's the first case on your docket today, sir?
Okay, so the first case involves Ana de Armas and some of her fans. There was a movie a few years ago called Yesterday that was released. And in the trailer, you saw Ana de Armas, and it suggested that maybe she had a main role in the film. When the film comes out, what happens, as quite often happens, she was cut out. She was gone. She wasn't in the film. Well, two fans of hers, Connor Wolf of Maryland and Peter Michael Rosa of San Diego, California, have launched a class action suit against the studio. They each paid $3.99 to rent Yesterday on Amazon Prime, and they are now seeking at least $5 million in recompense because they say, listen, we were promised Ana de Armas, and we didn't get her. So the question here is, do these guys deserve $5 million because they did not get to see Ana de Armas in the movie?
$5 million because they each paid $3.99 to rent the film.
Yes. A little under $8.
Let me weigh that one on the scales of Bob Reed justice here.
Yeah. I personally am going to vote no. I don't really think that the required damages are commensurate with the harm. I will say that Michael Bay owes me at least $5 million because the Pearl Harbor trailer from 15 years ago was so crackerjack outstanding, it absolutely forced me to go to the movie, and then it turned out to be a real stinker.
Richard Krause, your verdict, please.
Well, I would ask the plaintiffs, Connor Wolf and Peter Michael Rosa, if they are aware that there are other Ana de Armas movies that they could rent if they're that excited to see her in a film. Beyond the frivolous nature of the lawsuit is the fact that you can't win with trailers if you are the studio. Either they give away too much or they mislead the audience by being oblique in what they show. In the case of Yesterday, apparently the trailer was made before the movie was finalized, and Richard Curtis, the screenwriter, made the decision to cut De Armas out because it was decided her storyline didn't work. At the time, De Armas was not a big star, so it wasn't a big deal until after the movie was released. And while I feel sorry for the charter members of the Ana de Armas fan club, her absence in the film is not a crime against cinema. Ana de Armas is priceless, but she's not worth the $5 million payday that these guys are gunning for. And that is my verdict.
That was a strongly written judgment. All right, what's next on the docket?
So, have you heard about the Nepoverse? That is the realization amongst a younger generation that a lot of today's famous folks share the DNA and often a last name with someone famous. They're called Nepo babies for nepotism. Performers like Euphoria star Maude Apatow, the daughter of Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow, Lily Rose Depp, daughter of Johnny, Dakota Johnson, whose parents were Melanie Griffiths and Don Johnson, are accused of getting an easy ride in show business due to family connections. People want to think that we live in a meritocracy, but this long list of names suggests otherwise. So the question that I have for you is, does having famous parents give you a lasting advantage in show business?
Well, this is an awkward one because obviously I'm carrying Bob around and there's no reason he would be in the studio were it not for my trail I have blazed. Yeah. You know what? I don't think so. I think ultimately these folks, you know, they may get a little bit of an extra look at the outset, but, you know, they got to bring it to the screen. And if anything, they're going to draw a little bit of extra scrutiny, you know, like Colin Hanks, are you as good as Tom? You know, I think I don't think it's an easy peasy.
I, too, don't think they get an automatic pass. It certainly helps, but then you've either got to sink or swim on your own merits because people aren't going to cut you slack just because you got some famous DNA running through you. But Judge Krause, what do you say?
Well, I think we're pretty much all along the same line. I get why people hate Nepo babies. As New York Magazine said, they have their mother's eyes and agent. The fact that they exist raises questions of privilege and access, and there is no question that nepotism does open doors, but once you walk through that door, you better know what you're doing. Miley Cyrus came on like a wrecking ball and continues to outshine her famous father every time she hits a high C. Zoe Kravitz could very well have succeeded, even if she wasn't a double Nepo baby, with parents Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet. If the person with the famous last name is actually talented, let them prove themselves. If they can't, they become Frank Stallone or Max Hoffman. Show business is no different than any other business. The last names, like Depp, Apatow, and Kravitz, are just better known, and that is my verdict.
Frank Stallone.
Final case?
The final case. You remember, cast your mind back to Titanic and the very last scene or one of the last scenes of Titanic. Rose is on the door. She's floating in the freezing water. The ship is going down and Jack doesn't get on the door. He disappears into the murky depths. For 25 years, people have been saying, there was room on the door. Why didn't Jack get on the door? Now, James Cameron is sick of this and he's made a documentary to prove that he made the right choice. So, the question that I have for you is, could Jack have fit onto the door that Rose floated on instead of getting hypothermia and drowning?
No. I say he could have.
You say he could?
I think
there was room on the door.
I think so.
She wouldn't let him up.
It's always hurt me.
I think it's irrelevant whether there was room on the door or not. I was just so relieved that it wasn't the classic Hollywood happy ending that they both lived happily ever after. But Judge Krause, it's up to you.
Well, James Cameron says that there was no room on the door. Mythbusters says that there was room on the door. And I say the ending of Titanic is an artistic choice, not a scientific one. If Jack had found his way on board the floating door with Rose, the movie would have had a happy ending as the two waterlogged lovers floated away to an uncertain future. But Jack's sacrifice is the better, more emotional ending.
Yes.
His heart may not have gone on, but his sacrifice and hypothermia ensured that he will go on in Titanic fans' hearts and minds, and that is my verdict.
Excellent verdict,
you're
Judge
a cruel,
Krause.
Hard-hearted man. Richard, have a great holiday. We will see you back in the new year.
Oh no, you'll see me in a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right. What am I saying? Crossover. Yeah, we're doing crossover. Holy smokes, I thought it was curtains for us, but
you cannot get rid of me that quick.
More Richard Krause coming.
Hosting News Talk tonight from 7 to 11 this week and next. He's an Iron Man.